It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Field Division.
Say now, we are on our
That's Field Division here on Studio One Tracks. Welcome to Iowa Public Radio, Field Division.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. You know, it seems like 2018 has already been a big year for Field Division and a lot more to come. You did a spring tour of Europe and the UK. You played at South by Southwest. And you've been working on this debut full-length album, Dark Matter Dreams, and that's just about ready to come out. You've got another fall tour of Europe and the UK. So really exciting times for Field Division.
Yeah, actually, it's been quite busy, but we're living the dream. You know, we're trying.
Tell us about the new record. Now, it comes out later on in June, and we want to mention a couple of times you do have an album release show at the Des Moines Social Club on June 8th, a week from this Friday.
That's right.
Well, I get the impression that you put a lot of effort and perhaps time into this debut.
Yeah, certainly. So it's an album pre-release, because our album actually got pushed back a couple weeks. So it's a pre-release, so if that's another incentive to get people to come out. But yeah, so we're very excited to release new music. It's been a bit, so we've been ready to do this for a while.
Now, your first release was the EP called Reverie State, which came out a few years back. And, you know, you've said that the debut album is going to be kind of like building upon that sound that you created on Reverie State, and that was really an aptly titled EP, I have to tell you. Really was like a Reverie State. But for the album, for Dark Matter Dreams, you were thinking of more of a, as you said, driving forward, moving sound. I guess we could say rock it up a bit more. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
More electric guitars, that kind of thing?
Yeah, more classic rock vibes.
Classic rock vibe. And what I've heard of the album, that's exactly what it sounds like. It does build upon the EP and sounds fantastic. And I think there's a lot of anticipation for this album.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are people in Des Moines, the music community in Des Moines, I know is quite a close-knit group of people. Are they excited about this?
Yeah, I think so. We haven't played in Des Moines with our full band in some time, I think, since 2015, maybe even. Right. So it's been a bit. So yeah, I hope everyone comes out.
So you're doing that pre-release show at the Des Moines Social Club, and then 8035 on July 7th as well.
Yeah, indeed. We're playing main stage Saturday, the noon slot. So don't stay up too late on Friday.
All right, well, let's hear more from Field Division. We'll be right back.
never loved me the same. When I sing your song, it's not that I can't move on. It's that I'm trying to get away.
Say that's your friends are for. Lately, how are you lately?
That's Field Division here on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Mark Simmet. They are live in our Cedar Falls studios for this live set. Tonight we have several more to come in the set. We just heard another one from the debut full-length album, Dark Matter Dreams, that's coming out on June 22nd with a pre-release show at the Des Moines Social Club on Friday, June 8th. And, you know, someone who deals with record labels and that sort of thing, I was very excited to see that you had been signed by the British label Bella Union. That is very cool. A lot of bands, indie bands that are important and influential, like Beach House and Fleet Foxes, Midlake, Father John Misty, Flaming Lips in latter years, and more. Many more bands have been associated with that label. How did that happen?
Well, I've loved that label for a decade, and those are all my favorite bands, modern bands. And actually, we went to go start our record with Mackenzie Smith of Midlake, and they're signed to Bella. And then he became our drummer, and so he sent our music when it was close to being finished to Simon at the label, and Simon loved it, and so he's putting it out. But we had to wait a year and a half for him to put it out. So we've been sitting on this record for quite a while. But.
Yeah. Right, and you'd mentioned a couple-week delay. Yeah. You had the album release party. You know,
I guess that's just how it goes.
That's how it goes. Yeah. That's part of the give and take, I guess, of being associated. But that is very cool. And I know you have toured Europe and the UK, what, at least a couple of times before? Or just once before?
We just went over there once in 2014 to play a few shows in London. But this was our first go-around in Europe. And then we spent about 10 days in the UK and Scotland and Ireland. It was wonderful.
So you already have, aside from the association with Bella Union, you've had a relationship with audiences or people other than in the United States, to put it in an awkward way.
Yeah, I mean, given all of the online streaming and analytics, we've figured out that we have quite a few fans abroad. In fact, I think more people in London listen than in Des Moines, you know, so we do have an audience over there. And
you're probably exotic Americans to them.
Yeah, they love American folk rock music,
for sure. Yeah, they love it.
Well, that's very exciting. Bella Union will be releasing that album June 22nd. And I also wanted to quickly mention your videos. You have a new video just out, right, for Farthest Moon?
Yeah.
And congratulations on that. Very nice. You really put a lot into your videos. You've done a few. And it seems like maybe every single one of them has like nature and natural vistas Is that intentional on your part? I think probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, we love being outdoors outside of music, and then we somehow bring that inspiration into the songwriting, and then it just ends up in the videos.
Yeah, and I think sometimes our songs sound like certain places. And so, you know, for instance, like our music video for Modest Mountains, we went on a tour to California because we felt like that song just sounded like California in a way. So we used that as our destination point. But, yeah.
They're beautiful videos, and you can check them out online. And, of course, the new one, Farthest Moon, also a video for that. Let's have some more from Field Division.
Please take a breath and sit down, rest your head. Now just stop and hold on right here, is where you belong. Yeah, can I get you anything? Maybe something to drink. Maybe we should marry the name. Do you lie awake? It would just stay.
Yeah.
what's my world without you? I feel all consumed. I don't know how to live without you. Thank you.
Field Division on Studio One Tracks. Some beautiful, that was beautiful, and lovely vocal harmonies, Evelyn and Nicholas. Did that come naturally? How long did you have to work on that, I'm wondering?
Well, I grew up singing in choir, and then he was in the River Monks, and he knows music theory, and I don't know, ever since we've been singing together, the harmonies have come the most natural to us, I feel like.
Yeah, they're just like really fun to do. I don't know. We just like to do it.
Yeah, well, keep on doing it. Sounds great. Field Division here. We have one more on this edition of Studio One Tracks. And I told you about the videos earlier. You can find those videos at fielddivisionmusic.com. That's one place you can find them. And a lot of other information and stuff about Field Division there as well. fielddivisionmusic.com. Also, again, that pre-release show for the new album, Dark Matter Dreams, which is coming out later in June. The pre-release show on June 8th, Friday, June 8th, at the Des Moines Social Club with Dana Halferty and Christopher the Concord also on the bill that night. That should be a good night of music. And you can also catch Field Division on the main stage at the 8035 Festival in downtown Des Moines on Saturday, July 7th. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Chris Fenton, Tony Daner, and Phil Moss. And thanks, Field Division, for coming up to Cedar Falls and doing this show. It was just wonderful.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to that album.
Thank you.
And let's have one more from Field Division.
So do we would be forever. job, guys.
Thank you.
It's great.